4. The anteroom oppressed Brendan. Its marble busts of dead popes, its tapestries, their upper reaches lost in gloom, the discouraging little chairs covered in violet velvet, the maestro di camera hovering, the clergy in various costumes, each communicating his particular heat of anxiety or self-importance. He kept looking at his watch. There were 12 or so in the enormous chamber. You saved electricity where you could these days, and as a result the darkness outside seemed to push against the draped windows and leak in. There was a desk inlaid with porphyry, a gold-fringed runner on it, a telephone, a crystal cross, an unlit green-shaded lamp, an appointments book lying open. Beyond that, the closed door of the small office the Pope used for private interviews. Bishop Sergio Paolini, the new personal secretary, came out of the office half an hour later and went straight to him. Brendan could see His Holiness, tall, frail-looking in his white cassock, standing framed in the partly open door under the light of a dim electric chandelier, apparently looking at someone in the room not visible. He stood straight, the long head slightly inclined, fingertips on a pile of newspapers on the desk. "How much time do you need?" the bishop asked, a hand pressing on his shoulder to keep him from rising.
10 minutes.
"He'll come out to you. Where's your zucchetto?"
He reached through the slit in his soutane, took a skullcap from his pocket, and handed it to Doherty.
10 minutes. Less, if possible. Don't get it.